Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions. So does our world shift, change, transform, raise up to be what you always wanted. So does the world. It starts with each of us. We do this each day as we come into meditation to connect with our beingness, to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 67. Seek a higher quality of life. Stop thinking. Seek a higher quality of life. Stop thinking. Now, on the surface, you may say, this can't be right. Your reasoning mind says, this cannot be right. How can you stop thinking and seek a higher quality of life? After all, most of us, knowingly or unknowingly, we're raised, we're trained, we're educated based on the Socratic method. Socrates, this Athenian philosopher teacher, taught to question everything, to ask the why, to find the answers, to try to seek out whatever the answer is through reasoning, which is a mental faculty. And this goes back, my goodness, about the 400th B.C., in that range somewhere, some 30, 40 years of that time. That's a long time ago. We have been studying, educating all people across most nations based on this philosophy of learning to stretch, exercise your mental reasoning mind. And we are told, seek a higher quality of life. Stop thinking. In essence, we're being told that everything that most of us seek, what's a higher quality of life? Health, happiness, prosperity, all that that means. Health, the answers to, in quote, disease. Wellness, the science of having vigor, enthusiasm, happiness. Wealth, be that financial wealth, be that feeling of richness in your life, accumulation of things as well as money. Property. Some people seek enlightenment in today's age, as they have in all ages. To understand the mind of God was one of Einstein's main goals in life, to seek enlightenment. And we are told to stop thinking, to seek this quality of life, a higher, better life, more in and out of life. We are told, stop thinking. Rest your mental mind. Webster defines thinking as to form or to have in mind. And this is the part that really kind of struck my, I guess, curiosity when I read it. It actually says, as to think bad thoughts. This is the number one definition. Now, we don't have to be thinking bad thoughts, but that's the number one definition. Why is that number one? Because that is the predominant way people think. And that is why we are told to stop thinking. It is your learned tendency to believe things are bad. Things are happening to you. It's as if the rug is being pulled out from beneath you. And so we go into judgment and criticism. And we almost expect it to continue over and over and over again. It's like that saying, when is the other foot going to fall? You know, and where did that expression come? Because people have a tendency to believe things are going to go bad. It is a thought. And then when they reflect on their life, they tend to think about what went wrong. This is how we misuse our mental faculty. And so we are told, seek a higher quality of life. Stop thinking. Stop. Most of us are not even really aware that we have this thinking thing going on all the time. Science says over 90,000 thoughts a day, predominantly of a negative factor. And oftentimes, unknowingly, we may even attempt to block the thoughts, to think and speak and act over the thoughts. And so we keep, in quote, busy. Busy. We may have the radio or TV on loud. Interesting, it's loud because there may be no one else around, but we are attempting to listen over our own thoughts. It's an unconscious action to have this noise going on. And then, and it's loud, and we're attempting to be over, in quote, the noise inside of us, that chit-chat going on all the time. I wonder what they will think. Can this really happen? Will I be able to do this? This seems like something I did before. All this kind of mind talk going on. We're told, stop thinking, to seek a higher quality of life. And seek is an interesting word. It means to try or attempt, to ask, inquire, to get to. When I was reading today's message, I was reminded of the miracle that happened recently, 9 days after the first major earthquake in Haiti in 200 years that happened a week ago Tuesday. Survivors were found. Buildings that had been 4 and 5 stories and more had fallen to ground level and were just bits and pieces of heavy concrete and dirt. And living, breathing beings who were not injured physically were found and discovered and rescued. Most were children, a handful. And as I reflected on that, it occurs to me they were probably not thinking about what happened and where they were and if they would be saved and would they survive, how could they survive. They were not attempting to count the hours or the days, worried about, can I last this long? Those young beings were most likely in a state of simply being rather than thinking. And that being state assisted them in being discovered, being able to, in quote, stay alive. I do in all my heart believe all of our prayers and prayers across the globe have helped to uplift those spirits in some way. I do believe angels are here. And I do believe those young children were not thinking about how bad things were and how could this happen to me and where am I and will I be saved. I do believe their not thinking helped save them for the moment it was their turn to be discovered. And maybe that's another one of those hidden jewels in this vast devastation, to have these children rescued. Day 9, you know, that seems to defy science, that human beings could live more than 3 days without water, without food. And these were young beings, 3, 4, 5 years old, who were found. Stop thinking. Catch yourself when you go down that negative mental path. Catch yourself. And if you're not able to do it because you've been doing it so long, you may not even recognize this way of thinking as negative thinking. This form of questioning that filled with self-doubt and ridicule. Then empower someone close to you who loves you, who will not be critical of you, to make you aware when you speak this way about yourself or even others. Allow them to simply let you know when you are speaking such words. Something simple, something neutral that doesn't get you upset, without explaining it, something could simply be the word peace, or pause, or love, something that you'll pause and recognize it's a message about my thinking, and then you can reflect back and see if you can raise your awareness of your own thinking. And if not, because sometimes we just rattle on, then you can ask them to simply mirror back, what did you say? No judgment, no criticism, just repeating your words so you can hear them and start recognizing the negative thinking going through you. I share with you this stream of negative consciousness that you've tapped into, which is part of the greater mind, some call it the race mind consciousness, exactly what is holding you back from all that you really seek, all that we all seek, this higher quality of life, true, authentic, inner peace, not looking like we have it together, harmony, not putting up and cleaning up our place when company comes, but a natural harmony in tune with what's going on, aware of the world around us and yet not caught up in it, feeling steady even when the times may be shaky, remembering the source of our power and our presence and all our good, and prosperity, real richness, fiscal and personal. The richness of not a large cadre of friends necessarily, a richness of meaningful, quality friends. Not necessarily an overly well-endowed bank account, but more than enough that you feel no limits and you're able to not make money an excuse for enjoying life. That prosperity, this knowingness that all that you need, all you desire, always comes to you. That prosperity. This is the higher quality of life we all seek. And it happens when you stop thinking about how hard it is, how impossible it seems to reach, that you have to invest in a lottery ticket to get there, because that means I don't have enough. Now, I'm not against the lottery. I'm just saying, understand your motive in buying a ticket, if you do. If you're already knowing how prosperous I am, and have all good thoughts how you will spend this money, go for it. Go for it because I am needy and my thinking is I don't have enough and I'm desperate and how will I get there? You can go for it too. It's just like our prayers. Oftentimes, when we pause to reflect on our prayers, when we stay in the space of being, knowing all is well, and feeling that love come through us, we open the door for amazing things to happen. When we pray from a place of fear and lack and desperate, a sense of begging, we're not in our being self. Oftentimes, that is our thinking self. And instead of having a wide open, loving heart that brings more love, all that we want and desire, into our life, our loved ones' lives, and the world, it seems to close us down. You can't get there from self-pity and regret and thinking bad thoughts, as Webster calls thinking. You can't get there by rationalizing, pretending, or criticizing. What you seek is here for you now as you open your heart and release your mind from this jail of negative thoughts. And the neat thing is, this jail cell that so many of us, including myself at times, get ourselves stuck inside of, is always ready for us to walk through. We don't even need a key. We simply need to open the door. You see, without realizing it, we have enslaved ourselves with our mental reasoning. We have done this. I know the thoughts came from somewhere, but at some point, you have the opportunity to choose differently. You have this higher learning to choose differently. And so it's a choice to be more mindful of your thoughts and simply open the door and allow all that stuff to come out. Doing our daily meditation is one of those ways that naturally opens the door. Doing your healing work, knowing God is doing the healing through you, opens the door for higher thinking to come through, for you to be in a higher state of awareness. And therefore, you cannot really be at the same time in both places, at the exact same millisecond. You cannot be in bad thoughts and good thoughts. So when you allow this coming to God consciousness to seep through and penetrate through you, cleansing out, in quote, the bad thoughts, you'll find yourself residing in a space of higher thoughts. And higher thoughts will bring you higher thoughts. And when things happen, you'll have a higher response to whatever is happening. And your mind will focus on the good to come out of it instead of how bad and difficult and hard and unfortunate it is. Seek a higher quality of life. Stop thinking. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Simply listen to your breath. Focus on your chest rising and falling. See in your mind's eye the breath of God flowing into you easily, gently, fully, now. And follow this light deep into your heart. And as you do, you may come to a pool of colored light. Welcome this light. It is here for you. God's life force energy is pulsating through you. The wellspring of the life force within you. Allow yourself to simply be with this wellspring of light. Be one with the peace pulsating through you. Be one with the divine love energy pulsating through you. One with the harmony pulsating through you. Be one with the infinite prosperity pulsating through you. Yes, yes, this is God's life force energy in you. You may see a light shining even more brightly, sparkling lights, gold glitter. Whatever it is, know you are one with higher consciousness now. It is here, right now, already here within you. One with you. Feel as if your whole world inside melts, opens up, wide to receive the blessing in you. Feeling safe and secure, knowing God is here in you, with you. You are one with God. You are whole with God. You are united with God. Know whatever you seek is already here for you. And God are one. Stay centered in God's pool, wellspring of peace in you. Allow this divine life force to permeate every thought, every feeling, every word, every action. This is your true natural nature. Recognize God within you now. God is doing the work to release any and all thinking that's created a wedge between you and God. Simply know it is done. When that stuff shows up, simply be grateful. It is done. Recognize it for what it is, that God is working through you to release it now. Any upset that you experience, any negativity that comes through you from now on, is simply cleansing the thoughts, filling your inner space with God's love, God's truth, God's peace. Bless all things, dear one. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Bless all things and see God working through, healing the situation within you and outside of you now. Feel how blessed I am. How blessed I am to be one with God's love. Yes. Yes. It is true. No, it is true. I am one with God. All is well. Allow that thought to carry you through in your darkest hours. Know you are blessed. You're simply internalizing, walking through to the other side as you release all that stuff that's separating you from pure God consciousness, pure divine love, peace, harmony, and prosperity. Allow yourself to come back and drink from this wellspring of divine love again and again. To be transformed from this higher nutrition inside of you. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday lives, living mindfully aware of God's essence in us. That you are God's vessel. You are one with God. God and you are one. And divine love is leading you through all things under grace now. It's time to come back to our everyday living, centered, grounded in this inner peace. So as we began, we breathe. Long, slow, gentle breaths. Seeing the light inside of us. Within our breath. As we come back. Listening to our breath, aware of the rising and falling of our chest, becoming aware of our hands and our feet, squeezing them ever so gently, breathing into our heart, breathing into our head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla, and we invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Seek higher quality of life, filled with love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame. To light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame, blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. Ooh.
Yes, you are one, the power and presence of God. All is well. God bless. Namaste.